Thanks for tuning in to WHYY. I'm Avi Wolfman-Aaron, co-host of Studio 2, and this is a Studio 2 Extra. I can't relate to desperation. Sunday's Grammys were a coronation of sorts for music's newest pop queen, Quakertown native Sabrina Carpenter. She gave a splashy primetime performance with an old Hollywood vibe, and when she won Best Pop Vocal Album, viewers got a little Delaware Valley geography lesson.
I want to thank all the fans that let my music be heard by the Recording Academy. I want to thank my mom for driving me to every voice lesson in Bala Cynwyd.
That drive, by the way, is about 45 minutes, even without traffic. The destination was a family-run music studio that's been around for almost 70 years. Carpenter's teacher, the one she drove all that way to see, was the studio's founder, a former local nightclub singer named Rita Cavell. Rita died in 2018, but her daughter, Kathy Cavell, still runs the Cavell Music Studio in Bala Cynwyd. Of course, she had no idea what was coming when she sat down Sunday to watch the Grammys.
You know, Sabrina's been interviewed many, many times over the years and has dropped our name several times. Having it done over the Grammys was really unexpected and just kind of blew my mind. But it was, I'm not surprised that she did it. She did most of her lessons with my mother. My mother's name was Rita, and she and Rita had a really special relationship, so.
So I wanted to ask about your mother, Rita. I know she's from Canada, and then she had a really, you know, prominent performing career of her own. Tell me a little bit about her life as a singer and performer.
Well, yeah, she was born and raised in what is now Thunder Bay, Ontario. Back then it was two cities. It was Port Arthur and Fort William, and a very, very, very small town. And she studied and she went to school. And when it was time for her to maybe launch her career, she came down to the States. She actually got into Juilliard, but her parents were very hesitant of having this small town girl live in New York City. So She went and lived with relatives in New Jersey and studied here privately in Philadelphia. She wanted to do nightclubs, which were very popular back in that day. And so my father happened to be a theatrical booking agent in Philadelphia. He went under the name of Johnny Marlowe at the time. And he met her and gave her a ride home that night. And he actually went home and said to his brother, "I just met the girl I'm gonna marry."
Aww.
So they got married and they continued to do all the clubbing and all the resorts. And then when she began to start her family, she's like, you know, we can't be out until 2 a.m. anymore. We need to figure something else out. And she decided she wanted to try to teach. A lot of the people that came to my mother back then in the 60s and the 70s, you know, there weren't a lot of vocal teachers around. So she had people that were driving here from Maryland, Bethlehem,
wow,
Pennsylvania, New Jersey. A lot of our students came from North Philly. And that's how we became friends with the Carpenter family.
Yeah. So tell me about that. So the backstory here is that Sabrina Carpenter driving to your studio in Bala Cynwyd is not random. So how did you end up connected with the family?
Well, it's far from random. Yes, I'm pretty sure that the way that Sabrina's grandmother heard about us way back in the day was probably through the dance studio that she was associated with in Northeast Philadelphia. She was a dancer.
Mm.
And my mother, being a voice teacher, knew all the dance studios in the area, and they used to put on variety shows. They would go to nursing homes and prisons, and they'd bring singers, dancers, acrobats, guitar players, accordion players, you know, all the people that were local in the area that were young and upcoming performers would go, and they'd do these volunteer shows. And so I think Beth Elizabeth, Sabrina's mother, was one of the dancers that was in these shows and then started voice lessons with my mother.
Mm.
So she voice lessons for several years and did the shows. And then I guess she got married, moved away. They moved to Quakertown. And when Sabrina was showing some talent at 4, 5, 6 years old, she's like, okay, we got to get her some voice lessons, as well as her, both of her other sisters are also quite talented. And so, you know, even though it was that far, she's like, we have to take her to Rita. So yeah, they would drive down here every Saturday. It was either Beth or her husband, David, Sabrina's father, would drive down here first with all three girls. Then it was two of them every week for voice lessons with Rita.
Why Rita? Why did they have to have your mom's training?
Because Beth had been trained by Rita and knew that she was the best in the business.
What do you think made your mom the best in the business? Like, what was her signature as a teacher? Was it a method that she taught? Was it her way of working with the students? What do you think set her apart as a teacher?
Her personality. She bonded with her students. She was a people person, and she's a teacher at heart. But as far as her personality goes, as soon as you walk in the door, and I like to think that it's the same way with our studio now, it's a warm, inviting atmosphere. Yeah. It's a home. So it's cozy, and, you know, take your shoes off and sit down. And my mother would dress to the nines. She would wear stiletto heels and get all dressed up every day. I don't do that. I like to be a little bit more comfortable. So yeah, I wear hoodies and flannel pants.
Do you have very clear memories of Sabrina as a kid? I think she started with you guys when she was about six, right?
About six, yeah.
Was there something that stood out from the beginning, like, oh, this is a supernova talent, or are the memories a little bit different than that?
Oh, no, she always had the voice.
Yeah.
She always had the voice. She always had the pitch. You know, you have to obviously get her range, and I'm sure that Rita worked a lot with her on getting her range and her control. But she's a natural talent, but she just, you know, Rita would say just from the beginning, this child has it and she's got what it takes to make it.
When you see her perform today, Sabrina Carpenter, do you see glimpses of your mom's teaching, whether it's in the voice or it's in the mannerisms?
Everything. And when she throws her arms up in the air, when she winks, my mother was a winker. She was flirty. Sabrina, you know, because of the way that things are these days, can be a little bit more suggestive than my mother. But remember, my mother was a nightclub singer.
Yeah.
So, you know, she had to get the audience in the palm of her hand. She would say, get lost in the song, get lost in the song. And you know, so when she's strutting around and putting her arms up in the air and kicking her feet, that's all Rita. She yeah. learned that when she was very young.
What do you think your mom would have said had she, you know, had a chance to watch the Grammys?
My mother's would always say, you can do anything you set your mind to. And she would instill that in people. And she would be thrilled beyond belief. And I know, you know, I'm a person who believes that they can look down on us and see us doing all this. And I know that she and Claire were up there screaming at the top of their lungs. Go, Sabrina. Congratulations. You deserve every bit of this recognition. Because like I said, she is disciplined. She's a worker. And she loves it. I think that one of the things that Rita would really like, now that I think about it, is her style. The way that her wardrobe, I think Sarah has a lot to do with that. Her sister Sarah as well, their concepts. You know, Rita, she was all into the glamour and glamorous celebrities back in the day. And like I said, you know, she would wear stiletto heels to work just to be dressed like that and to see those styles come back and for Hollywood and those glamour days to be shown again in retrospect through Sabrina. I think she would adore that. Somewhere in the world there is a father and a mother, and the father is a son who has a mother. The mother has a daughter who gets married to the mother.
That was Kathy Cavell, owner and director of the Cavell Music Studio in Bala Cynwyd. Studio 2 is produced by Debbie Builder, Paige Marie Bessler, and Andreas Copes. Charlie Kyer engineered this podcast episode. Our executive producer is Kevin McCory. From Studio 2 at WHYY in Philadelphia, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, and thank you so much for joining me.